This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This email stood out, so I want to read this one to you. This is a good one. Sabrina writes, I've been seeing a new doctor on my plan. She's probably talking healthcare plan. And he is gorgeous. I mean gorgeous. I've never had high blood pressure or heart issues, but he's saying my heart rate is too high and wants to send me to a heart specialist. This sounds dumb, but is my heart rate up because I have a thing for him? On another subject, if I wanted to ask him out, how would that go? Do not. See, years ago, I can understand what's going on here because years ago, I was pretty hot. Okay? Unfortunately, I've lost it all. But I used to be a very, very hot, sexy doctor, and we're talking years ago. And remember, you know, sexy and hot was a lot different decades ago. So things were different. You know, people thought Pee Wee Herman was hot. So you know, cut me some slack. It was a different time. Okay, that was before LASIK. And I had patients, you know, come in going, look, my blood pressure's high because it's you. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, you're pretty good looking. I'm getting all nervous. All right, so, you know, now I'm blushing, going, you know, I know I'm good looking. All right, I won't give you the medication, bye. And I let them go. You know, the next guy would come in. You know what, sorry, you're just, you know, you're cuter than I expected, so I'm like all nervous, can't be measured, you know, for blood pressure and heart rate and all that now. I'm like, all right, I know, I am. I'm cute, thank you. Okay, move on. But I mean, you know, nowadays, no. You know, if somebody tries to give me that line, I'm like, what? Here's the thing. You know, heart rates shouldn't be over 100. You know, I tell people I really like people's heart rates between 60 and 90. Once you're 95, you know, 97, I'll tell you to cut back on your caffeine. I'll tell you to watch it. But if your heart rate, if your resting heart rate is up in the hundreds, that starts to make me a little nervous. So if you think, okay, the doctor's really good looking, the doctor's hot, so that's why my blood pressure's high, my heart rate's high. My next question is what happens if you're dealing with a bully or if you're dealing with a boss that makes you mad or something else? You know, I mean, I don't want you going into stroke range. Not that a high heart rate like of 110 is stroke range, but, you know, my guess is if a good-looking doctor is doing that to you, then other things can be doing it to you, just like we talked about with white coat hypertension. So my suggestion to you would be go and see the heart doctor anyway, because I would want you getting something called a Holter monitor where they could watch your heart rate and what your heart is doing when you're not around the doctor, just regular everyday life. And I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, they're going to see that you are having spikes even at home. Or on your way to work or at the mother-in-law's house. You see what I mean? So, you know, you do have a point. You're a little nervous. People are always nervous going to the doctor. I am. I'm always nervous. You know, they're taking my heart rate or my blood pressure. And I sit there and I hold my breath. Why am I holding my breath? You don't hold your breath. That just causes more stress. Breathe normally. You're clenching up. You know, I'm even trying to exercise. I'm sucking in my stomach. I'm exercising, doing Kegels while at the doctor, thinking it's going to make a little bit of difference with blood pressure or weight or heart rate. Just relax. Relax when you go to the doctor, okay? Relax. You know, don't cross your legs. Don't be talking. Oh, you know, I know my blood pressure should be better, but blah, blah, blah. No, just shut up. You know, just relax. That's the best thing for you. Okay, the worst thing that could happen is your doctor says, we need to evaluate you for something. Okay, that's the worst thing. And then you could say no or yes. And you could talk about, well, you know, I was nervous, I had a Mountain Dew. Okay, now, the subject of, can you ask your doctor out? No, you can't. Where I live in my state, doctors cannot date their patients. I think you have to, I'd have to look this up. There's never been a reason for me to want to look this up. But if I remember correctly, you can't just say, okay, I'm not your patient anymore, so go out with me. It can't be like that, like they do in the movies. I think you have to not be a patient for over a couple of years before you could then have a relationship with a doctor. In some states, never. You know, if they were a patient of yours, never. But you know, in most states, there's some sort of a time frame. So I would not. And, you know, if you're like, well, you know, maybe he didn't read the state board guidelines or the state's revised statutes. And maybe, I mean, is that the kind of doctor you want? Somebody that isn't well read on his statutes where he could be possibly losing his license? You know, I mean, maybe, and not you, Sabrina, but maybe somebody likes him because, you know, he's a doctor. All right, he loses being a doctor. Is he going to be that sexy? People fall in love with their doctors all the time, you know, because they're in a position of power. People love that. People love a position of power. And it's not that they're you know, in love. It's they're really attracted to that relationship, you know. I have patients that say they've actually gone out with doctors, and they're not that sexy, you know, when you're at an Applebee's. No, they're not. You know, doctors are a lot more sexy when they're in the patient room. So you need to understand that before you start to make this guy lose his license and you possibly, you know, fall for the wrong person for the wrong reasons. You know, maybe just, you know, meet him at an Applebee's or something, okay? It's really different. Yeah. I have nothing against Applebee's, but, you know, it just, you know, I don't know, whatever fantasy you have about your doctor usually gets completely squashed when you think of a place like, you know, Denny's or Applebee's. It's just not as exciting. All right, so let's quickly review some high heart rates. Infant pulse rates, a lot of times between 100 and 160, I was very comfortable with 120 to 140. The infant heart rate, 120 to 140, but it could range. Pulse rates for children start to go down a little bit, all right? They could be anywhere from 70 to 120 beats per minute. By the time the kid is about 10 years old, 8 to 10, I'd really hope their heart rate is starting to go down into the hundreds. And then pulse rate for 10 and over, anywhere from 60 to 100, but I really prefer 70 to 90. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, it's morning or it's late evening or it's the middle of the day and we are pooped. And a lot of times we go to the little chocolate stash that we have in the second cupboard off to the right behind where I keep my white jackets. But that, don't tell anybody. It's a very secret stash. Anyway, you know, we usually go for the wrong things. But the one thing I've noticed the older I get is certain foods make me tired. You know, if I eat some really good spinach and chicken and, you know, real kind of good, healthy little protein and vegetable type of meal, I really get a boost of energy. Well, this was interesting. Fox News has a report here of six foods that are probably making us tired. This is being supplied by Dawn Napoli, RD, registered dietitian, and she says that certain foods are big energy sappers. So, she says bananas, apparently. Bananas can make you sleepy. I've been giving my kids bananas before they go to school and yelling at them if they don't do it. Eat your banana. You know, and I'm hitting them with the banana, and the banana is like flying all over the place, and the banana's all bruised, and it's squishy, and they're in the car going, I ate that banana. Like, eat your banana. They say high magnesium foods like banana, pumpkin seeds, and halibut can make you tired. The mineral is actually a muscle relaxant, so take it before bed, and that could maybe help your energy the next day. So bananas, we've been putting bananas in our cereals for years. Good. I don't like bananas. Bananas taste like crap. They do have a lot of potassium, though. But I'm just not a banana fan, really, not now. But I do like Bananas Foster. Oh, man. Give me Bananas Foster. I am a happy girl. All right, also white bread. White bread makes you tired. I think we've all figured that out now. I mean, it's taken decades. But I think we've all seen, oh, I'm really tired. I don't think I had white bread today. Oh, I had an English muffin, and the English muffin was white. Yeah. They say any carbs with a high glycemic index, like even your cereal, etc., all right, can make you tired. The high glycemic carbs don't have a lot of fiber, so they break down quickly, and then you don't get a steady stream of energy. They say red meat. Red meat can make you tired because of the high fat content. So, you see, for me, if I have a piece of steak in the morning, before my day, I know, leave me alone, and give me my steak. Didn't that The Devil Wears Prada was, I guess, on. There was a rerun of that. And her assistant had to get her a steak. And it looked so juicy and soft and well-seasoned. And I was like, oh, my God. And then she threw the steak out. I'm like, don't be throwing that steak out, that steak. I like steak almost as much as chocolate. I'll eat that stuff on the floor. Forget the five-second rule. Try the five-hour rule. If it's steak, I'll eat it. Anyway, they say it takes a lot of energy to break down the fats. So all your body's energy is focusing on the food. We knew that. You know, like a heavy meal. You're going to always be tired after a heavy meal. They suggest opting for salmon instead. The omega-3s may give you a pick-me-up. She also says cherries. Cherries are very, very good as apparently they have melatonin, and so they're supposed to work well as a natural sleep aid. They help regulate sleep, and it may not be the best choice for a midday snack, but cherries are really, really good at night. And they're very, very yummy, and I it's funny. I don't like cherry-flavored, like I don't like cherry pie. I don't like cherry-flavored stuff. I love maraschino cherries, and I love those Bing cherries. You know, they're big. So you have some time to eat before you get to the pit. I hate seeded foods like watermelon. I cannot stand watermelon because you have to stop what you're doing because of the stupid seeds. You know, thank God we have genetically engineered seedless grapes because I could totally deal with that. Eat a grape and then, munch. But when something has seeds or pits, you gotta stop what you're doing. You know, and you don't want to be cracking a tooth on a peach pit, etc. So with the cherry, there's a way to eat it where you could still enjoy some of the eat before you got to stop and deal with the pit. Sweets, of course. Any sort of sugar, all right, any sort of sugar or high sugar sweet treats, etc., those things are going to make you tired. And then coffee. This is really, really interesting. All right, a lot of times I see my husband start to get really, really tired. You know, about 2-3, because that's in the afternoon, because that's when his coffee is starting to wear off. You know, she tells her clients to stick to 200 to 300 milligrams of coffee a day, caffeine a day. But to do it in small doses over a longer period of time, up until noon, All right. You don't want to start drinking caffeine after 2 o'clock because then you're not going to sleep well. Even though 2 to 5 is the worst time of the day for most of us. You know, we're exhausted. 2 to 5 stinks. All right. So which professions drink the most coffee? This was kind of interesting. They said they took a look at 10,000 professionals who took part in the survey, and 85% say they drink at least 3 cups of coffee a day. 70% said that their work would suffer if they did not have their coffee. Now, who drank the most coffee? The number one was journalists and media staff. So probably my engineers and people at GCN Network, I am sure they're hitting that coffee pot. Journalists and media staff, remember, have to get up early. So many times they start their job at about 3-4 in the morning, even earlier, you know, to start the 5 a.m. news. So, of course, they're off their cycle. They need to sleep. Police officers were the next top profession who drink coffee. Next were teachers, plumbers and trade workers. Nurses and medical staff come in number 5. Company executives, telesales, IT tech support, retail staff, and then drivers. They said 60% of the survey takers were not aware of health risks associated with high levels of caffeine. Studies have found that excessive caffeine could cause anxiety, heart problems, etc. This is what people want. The coffee industry is huge. People want their wake me up or kick me up or lift me up, etc. And this is extremely growing trend that we're seeing, which is why the e-cig movement has done as well, why there's going to be a huge caffeinated gum, caffeinated toothbrush market, caffeinated drink market. People need their caffeine. You know, if I have a headache and I take an Excedrin migraine, I didn't realize why I love them so much. There is a dose of caffeine. And people realize if you take in your caffeine fast, you feel better. So now people think they're getting a natural high. And, we're not using an illegal drug, but we're going for caffeine. I'm not a coffee drinker. I can't stand coffee. I forced myself to drink a little bit of it in medical school because those 36-hour shifts, I just could not get through. It was hard. I mean, I did. I got through it. So I'd have a little bit of coffee, but it just didn't work for me because I hated the taste and I only took a couple sips. I mean, to really make this work, you got to down that coffee. And that's why energy drinks have the potential to be so dangerous, because rather than you waiting for something to cool down and sip throughout the morning, you're pounding that. Now, coffee isn't all that bad. There was a study that talked about how black coffee, you can't be having cream or sugar in it, can actually stop tooth decay. Apparently, scientists tested extracted baby teeth with an extract from Coffea canephora. It's a type of bean used in 30% of the world's coffee. Found that the coffee broke down bacteria biofilms, which caused plaques. Now, a lot of you have very, very stained up teeth because of the coffee. It's kind of yellowish, it's kind of brown, etc. And so, with that, you think, okay, well, I gotta keep it away from my teeth. Just because something breaks something down doesn't mean you don't wash it off. All right? Just like, using antimicrobial, you know, squirting antimicrobial on your hands, you still gotta wash it off. The antimicrobial will kill bacteria. You still got to wash it off, though. Scientists at Rio de Janeiro's Federal University tested these little extracted baby teeth, you know, because they didn't want, you know, most people didn't want to take the regular teeth. So little baby teeth that had to be extracted. Then they tested with the coffee, and they found that it really fought dental plaque. Now, dental plaque is the number one cause of our tooth decay, and tooth decay puts us at risk for heart disease, etc. So the idea of coffee helping the heart is not a foreign one. And here's some more proof. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Happy wife means happy life. How to make your wife happy. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, you guys have all been waiting for the big, huge headline of the day. Happy wife means happy life, and it's actually scientifically proven. Man, you guys are screwed. All right, let's take a look at this here. Apparently, previous studies have suggested health benefits to a healthy marriage. All right? Now, other studies have looked at, does one person in the marriage need to be happier than the other? So, I mean, I think personally both. You know, if my husband's grumpy, the whole day's ruined. You know, so we got to make sure husband's happy. But this is the latest study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family. Professor Deborah Carr from Rutgers and Professor Vicki Friedman from the University of Michigan decided to analyze data from the 2009 Disability and Use of Time Daily Dairy Supplement to the panel study of income dynamics. Whew! To assess marital quality and happiness in older adults. All right? And it comes down to, if a wife is satisfied with the marriage, she tends to do a lot more for the husband. Now, we talked about this with sex a lot, okay? If the wife is happy and excited and enjoying sex, all right, there's a lot of times you will enjoy sex as well. She also adds that men are typically less vocal about their relationships. So their level of marital unhappiness might not be translated to their wives. Yeah, a lot of times I don't even ask. You know, sometimes I just don't want to know. I'm like, you good? Okay, you good? Good. Okay, leave me alone. Yeah. All right, so to conduct the study, the team looked at data on 394 couples in which at least one of the spouses was 60 years old or more. The couples on average were married for more than 39 years. All right, so they ask questions whether the spouse appreciates them, argues with them, understands their feelings, or irritates them. The husbands and wives also kept diaries about how happy they were in the previous 24 hours, doing certain activities like shopping or doing chores or watching TV. Overall, the participants had a high level of general life satisfaction at 5 out of 6 points, and the husbands tended to rate their marriage more positively than the wives did. Well, because if they didn't, they probably would have gotten a real, like, butt-chewing when they got home. I am sure that many of these wives overlooked their answers and double-checked and proofread them. That's what I would have done. I said, okay, honey, let me see what you wrote. Do I have to show you? Yeah, that's what they said. No, they didn't. You weren't listening. Yeah, that's what they said. They said, let me look. They said, wife has to proofread. All right, the wife has to proofread. Here. Right, why? You wrote this? What? My boobs are lopsided. Anyway. All right. So they say that, okay. So anyway, so they did the study. Yeah. Big deal. Wonderful. Okay. So what to do to ensure your wife is happy? Many of you guys think you're doing what needs to be done. Okay. All right. So for example, all right, if I ask my husband, or if you ask my husband, okay, what did you do to make your wife happy? I didn't eat her leftovers, would probably be one major answer. I left the seat down. I didn't shave on her side of the sink. All right, so there weren't little hairs there. And I gave her a candy bar. And you want to know what? That's actually all I need. That really did fine. That did it. So I'm content. Okay? But, you know, many other you are like, I really don't know what the heck to do. All right? So I decided to look online because, again, I don't have a wife. You guys do. All right? I don't have a wife. So I had to do some research on this, and I found a site called 50 Ways to Make Your Wife Happy. Now, there are some sites and some articles out there saying 4 ways to make your wife happy. Now, I would hedge. I would increase my chances of success and find some sort of an article that talks about 50 ways. Okay, so here we go. This was from Futurescopes.com. All right, now here we go. Okay, number one, they suggest, and bear with me, guys. Again, I'm not married to a woman, so I don't know. But I can tell you if this could work or not. Surprise her with a romantic letter. Love letters written by hand never go out of fashion. Put your most romantic thoughts on paper. Okay, let me tell you something. This is good, but watch your spelling. There is nothing more distracting than a misspelled love letter, and for the love of the Lord, know how to spell her name. I had a guy, he was a boyfriend of mine, and he wrote me a poem, but he spelled my name wrong. He spelled it D-A-H-L-I-A when it's D-A-L-I-A-H. I couldn't get past and move forward and look at all the lovey-dovey stuff. That was really distracting to me. So make sure you spell your name. Next, surprise her with a meal you have cooked. It doesn't have to be something elaborate, like maybe they say a salad or a main course or something like that. Set it up all intimate, some candles and soft music. That's not going to make her happy 100%, but I got to admit, it'll definitely do something. Again, for me, it better be a steak. Some nice, rip-roaring, medium, succulent piece of meat. I like prime rib. Make sure there's some meat on there and some chocolate. You could do a luxury cruise, okay? Everybody talks about how cruises make people more amorous. Invite her family over. Invite her family over. Your wife's parents mean a lot to her. So ask them over for Thanksgiving on a special occasion. Oh, man. Okay, listen, you guys can't kill yourselves over this. Oh, no. Okay, we'll find something else. I won't make you deal with the in-laws. Oh, man. Sorry about that one, guys. I should have read this ahead. I'm sorry. I should know better. Surprise your wife with flowers for no reason. Book her a session at the spa. Do a chore that she hates for her. Remember, once you do it, you're going to be stuck doing it the rest of the time. Know that. Let her go to the beauty. Be careful. If you ever give her a gift certificate to a beauty salon, be very careful with that. Because if my husband did that, saying, here, you know, here's a, beauty salon for you to get, you know, some sort of a makeup or makeup on your face, I'd be like, why? What's wrong with my face? Why do I have to go to a beauty salon? You don't think I'm beautiful? You got to be very, very careful. Join a salsa class. The wife will be really excited that you want to do something with her like salsa, even though you hate dancing. Make her a bowl of popcorn. That's good. I tell you, I really like the food thing. They say get her an expensive gift. No, don't be doing expensive gifts. I don't think that's, because remember, you know, you're only going to make her happy. You know, how do you make her happy lifelong? Forget about this. Let me tell you how to make your wife happy lifelong. You want to know what to do to make your wife happy lifelong? Okay? Say she's right. That it's that easy. No expensive gifts, no beauty salon, no even steak. None of that. What makes me so damn happy is when I tell my husband something, you know, and he says, you were right. You predicted this with Obamacare and Iraq. You were right. Yeah, I was right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see? And then I feel good. All right. I would do that. Another thing I would probably do is never tell her that she's starting to look or act like her mother. That's a real big mistake. I wouldn't do that. Tell her that she's looking skinny, or tell, this is what makes me happy. We're watching something on TV and the stars are like a size zero. And you say something like, oh my gosh, to me that is so unattractive. Why don't women look like you with the big boobies and the nice booty? Right? You know, or dedicate a song to her like, I'm all about the bass, note, treble, that one, you know? And if my husband did that, I would feel like the sexiest, prettiest person. I know, we gotta find that bass song. I'm all about the bass. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Show. Thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rhonda had written me a couple days ago on where to get the cheapest flu shots. And I thought, you know, Walgreens or any of the pharmacies should be, you know, pretty inexpensive enough. It really depends on the state you're living in. And I pulled up Walgreens right now. We shop a lot of Walgreens. I get a lot of Halloween chocolates and stuff there. I like the place. But it's interesting. You know, I'm looking at some of the costs of their vaccines. Like the intranasal flu mist, looks like it's about $39.99 a dose. Flu zone, flu shot, $54.99 for the high dose. For the quadrivalent covering four strains, $39.99. All right, people have been complaining that flu shots being $25 is too high. Looks like flu shots are going up to almost $40 a pop. I would suggest, if you don't mind, I would do a little research in the city that you live in. I would ask the health department, but everything's going up. This is nothing new. This is, you know, I mean, you know, flu shots have been $25 for years. Remember, Obamacare has changed things. So the last couple of years, everything has been going up. A $40 flu shot, I think it's worth it, you know, because having the flu causes you to miss work, et cetera. We need to probably do that one day, talk about preparing for sick leave and how to deal with your employers. A lot of people get fired during the flu season months because they're accused of being, you know, calling in too much, or like we talked about, you call out, the other staff has to pick up your slack. That's when other staff get to talk to the boss while you're not there behind your back going, look, I did all this. Right? She didn't. I had to clean up her mess, and you weren't there to defend yourself. Now, gosh, it's like one of these untold truths where people who call out, and you know, whether it's going on vacation or sick leave, come back to not have a job anymore. You know, it's at the point now where you need to physically be there to keep your job. And that's sad. That's crazy. Let's just stop for a second. If we're going to be coming into flu season, all right, now, you know, most of us get some sort of a cold. Even if you're going to get the flu shot only protects 66% of the cases of that. You know, so, I mean, you could still get the flu. You can still get a cough, cold, strep throat, bronchitis. That is cough and cold season, all right? That's, you know, no doubt. No doubt. What I would do, and again, I'm a kiss-up, okay? All right, and I'm always, and, you know, I have to admit, okay, you know, I put myself down a lot, but I have a really good, strong work ethic. I feel guilty if I'm sick or I'm out. I'm usually multitasking. I try to make it up to everybody. I mean, I do err on the side of being a kiss up because I have a really, really strong work ethic. So if you're afraid that your job could be in jeopardy because you're going to be having to take some sick leave, all right, and you're really concerned about that, what I would do is sit down with your manager, okay, and go, you know, look, I'm hearing on the news, they're talking about a flu season, that this may be a bad flu season. It looks like medications are, you know, more expensive. It's harder to get in and out of the doctor. All right, I want to make sure that if I get sick this winter, you know, you have, you know, everything you need from me. You know, should we plan ahead? Should I, let's say there's certain tasks, should I work ahead on some tasks now? You know, I always once a year seem to get some sort of a bronchitis. Hopefully I don't get that this year, but I want to make sure I don't get sick when you need me the most. So what can we do? You know, I'm well now. Lay it on me. I'd rather, you know, work ahead, something like that. Or, you know, this is a tough one because in my office, I need you the most when other people called in. So there's nothing I can have you do ahead of time. You know, if a patient's labs are coming in that day, you can't do that 2-3 months prior. But some of you guys have jobs where there are certain things you could get done and get ahead. So then all you have to do is your end of the year or your final quarter. Like October is always a big month after the third fiscal quarter, things like that. You know, have things ready, have things set up. You know, and tell them, look, you're not planning on calling out sick. You get up, because some employers will be like, wait a second, you know, this is kind of suspicious here. You know, you're trying to set me up for you taking time off. You want to say, no, look, I'm hearing that a lot of people lose their jobs when they get sick. You know, November, December comes around. I want to make sure that if I do have a sore throat, I don't have to come to work infecting everybody. All right? And just knowing that I'm not going to lose my job may then allow me to not get sick because I won't have the stress. All right? So I want to make sure that you know where everything is. I want you to see that everything is done. And I could even work from home if I'm sick. It's something like that. I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's a bad idea to prepare. It was very, very interesting. I need to tell you guys this. Over the last couple months, I've been getting called by some physician assistants and nurse practitioners and mid-levels for jobs. And the conversations have been very, very interesting. Okay? Now, I'm kind of in between, you know, thinking about getting another doctor, getting a mid-level, or, you know, what to do in terms of my office. Because it's interesting. A lot of the patients, because of who I am, they'd rather see me. You know, and I have a real tough time, you know, having extra help, and patients don't want that. They'd rather wait 3-4 months to see me than to see, you know, a physician assistant or doctor that's working with me. So, you know, it's been kind of tough. I mean, you know, and you have to find somebody that everybody's really, really going to love more than you. And I understand that, and I'm honored. You know, I have a lot of experience, and people know me. You know, obviously I'm very well known, so people want to see me. They don't want to see somebody else. So it's kind of one of those things where I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm just kind of, you know, as people are calling me, I'm seeing what they have to say. But one thing that's very, very interesting in the whole mid-level realm is they started to make a lot of money. We're talking a lot of money. And when I was up in Reno, I heard that some of the physician assistants were making like $140,000 a year. And I'm hearing that some of the physician assistants in Vegas have been making that much also. All of a sudden, they're getting fired because whoever they're working for can't afford that anymore. And so now you're starting to have a bunch of mid-levels kind of running around trying to find not only six figures, but I mean, what a doctor makes. Now, there's a lot of controversy. Should physician assistants make what a doctor makes? Because they're, you know, doing the same exact type of work. Does it matter that they didn't go to medical school? Some of us go, yeah, it does, because of all the time and expertise, and, you know, it could be a different visit, much different visit with the doctor than a PA. Others say, no, they're doing the exact same work, equal pay for equal work. So that's a whole another controversy to talk about for another day. But we're seeing a lot of people, and, you know, I was talking to one, and she's like, I don't understand this. I don't understand how somebody could hire you, and then a few months later, no. And it's really because once you get to a point where you're making too much money, quote unquote, too much for that particular boss, you know, she said, God, you know, they promised things, and then all of a sudden, 3 months later, I'm not wonderful anymore. Why is that? I do a good job. I go, it is, you're doing a good job. It's just what happens, they're looking at what they're paying you. How many people could afford, how many doctors, how many medical clinics could afford to pay $144,000 a year? Not a lot. This is what happened with the recession. Some of you guys that were doing the best job possible were the first ones fired because you had elevated to a point where your salary was higher than everybody else's. Having a high salary really can mess you up. It's a very weird situation. So what I'm seeing now is you have a lot of people now that were paid so much that are getting let go after a few months of work or et cetera, because you know what? You just cost too much. And we're going to slowly start to see rates drop. You know, doctors, there's still always a demand for doctors. The doctors can still call what they want. But it's interesting. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk about how healthcare is the biggest expense in retirement, as well as the 5 diseases that they say are worse than Ebola. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.